A snapshot of our farms and land and farms. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. What are some of the highlights from USDA's annual look at how many farms are in our nation and how much land is in those farms? Rod Bain has more.
Every year, the Agriculture Department looks at the total number of farms in our country, as well as the total acreage within farms. And for the end of the past year,
once again, we saw a decrease in the number of farms and land in farms in the smallest sales class and a slight increase in the largest sales class.
The summary of the report provided by Ryan Cowan of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
The number of farms was estimated at 2.05 million, and that's a decrease of just about 0.5% from the previous year. We break out all farms into a total of 6 sales classes, the smallest one being under 10,000 in sales, and the largest is a million or more in sales.
Year-over-year changes in total number of farms by sales class reveals increases for farms with sales between $100,000 and $250,000, and those with sales at or above $1 million. Turning now to the total land on farms.
The acres of farmland was estimated at 910 million acres, and that was down 1 million acres from 2016.
And when looking by sales class,
we saw a decrease in those smallest sales classes and then a slight increase in the largest.
However, the average size of farms in the U.S. rose by a modest 2 acres in 2017. Cowan says that increase comes mostly from the higher sales class categories.
The 3 largest sales classes tended to drive some of that increase, whereas the 3 smaller sales classes decreased actually in average size or else remained unchanged from the previous year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.